If you want to see what thousands of furloughed federal workers looks like, just stand outside the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard today, and you will see a long, steady stream of cars leaving the base, but just a trickle headed the other way.
That's because while most at the shipyard were told to report to work, many were pulled one by one into the office of their supervisors and handed this letter.
Well, it says basically that in the absence of either a fiscal year 2014 appropriation or continuing resolution with the Department of Defense...
John Joyal is a training instructor and a former official with the American Federation of Government Employees. He says only personnel essential to national security are at work today.
I thought we were actually involved with national security, repairing our nation's submarines. I thought that was a little bit kind of in line with national security.
There isn't yet a final count on the shipyard furloughs, but at least half of the 4,700 civilians who work at the base went home. That means they aren't collecting a paycheck, and John O'Connor, president of another union, the Metal Trades Council, says that's bad news for the whole region.
Between our salaries, goods and services, and contract work, our shipyard pumps, last year alone, $660 million into the greater Seacoast economy.
Those are the macroeconomics of a government shutdown. But on the micro side, it's equally grim. John Clark is a machinist in training who got sent home too.
All I know is that I want to work, and it sucks that I can't work because people in Washington can't seem to get their rears in gear.
This is only the first day of the shutdown. Pressure will only mount on Congress as the voices of those like Clark get louder. It's just a question of how loud they'll have to get. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.